Dakota Army National Guard aired in cooperation with the North Dakota Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
And we're back. Good morning. 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. I've been talking about the pancake guys all morning. And here they are. Rod and Larry talking Kiwanis Pancake Feed. Gentlemen, good morning. Thank you again for coming. And pull that mic up so everybody can hear you.
Hey,
there,
good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Good to have you in here. All right, let's talk Pancake Feed. This is huge. I'm thinking, do I need to give you a drum roll on this? Hang on here. Hang on. Here we go. The big one, Kiwanis Pancake Feed this Saturday. Tell us about this. What's going on, Rod?
So this is a pretty special one. It's our 58th Kiwanis Pancake Feed. It's going to be this Saturday, March 8th, and doors open at 7:30, and we'll serve till 12:30, or till the last person comes through the door.
All right, and you're welcome for the weather, too.
Thank you.
I said I was going to get you good weather, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Knock wood. I think you did okay with that.
You did okay.
Larry, did we ever get an answer how many pancakes you probably flipped through the course of the year?
My brain doesn't go that high.
No, mine either. So, you know, we get into that kind of numbers. But again, 50 years of Kiwanis Pancakes.
58, yeah.
58. Any wonder that this is a big event as
it
is?
Yeah, it is a big event. And it's always looked forward to, I think, by the community. And we're really fortunate. We have a great group down there. They're all engaged, and we have a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. And we're doing a lot of good for the community.
Definitely. And when you were here before, you guys were talking about everything that Kiwanis is plugged into here locally. Rod, you want to run through? You got your list there. You want to run through a few?
Yeah, I can run through a few. So we do the music camps, Special Olympics, Boys and Girls State, Kinship, Park and Rec's team. The one that people maybe don't know about is our zoo. We donate to zoo, and we also have the bikes down at the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one that we do that benefits a lot of kids throughout the community is a Richland Wilkin County backpack program, too. We do donate some time to them, and we do some other service things, too. I'll let Larry talk about that.
Yeah, I know what... We do the track meet every year, you know, down here.
That's huge,
All over the countryside. And, Wapton Public School, I see they're doing this with the milk break thing that they're doing, Craze Dance Competition, Red River Area Sportsman's Club, Project Graduations, I think, for both Breck and WAP, and Post Prom for both Breck and WAP, and Southern Valley, it's their figure skating, Breck Community Center. I mean, there's so many programs that we're involved in. And not only that, but they're also doing this, like the reading with the kids. We also recognize the kids in our Kiwanis. Now I forgot what it is. Terrible.
Terrific kids, yeah.
I got too many things on my mind.
Kiwanis kind of got your hands in everything here. And this is your big one. This is where you make the majority of your funds, too. So it's kind of crucial people show up for this. I think you're going to have a great crowd on Saturday. And again, this is from 7:30 until 12:30. And not just pancakes. What else you got?
We got sausage that is made from someone local down in Fairmount Lockers. Milk, juice, fruit toppings, coffee. So it's a full meal deal.
Quite a feast. And like you say, you guys get together and have a good time doing this. How long does it take you to prep for something like this? It up this year and start for next year?
Yeah, you pretty much so. I mean, they kind of look at what we did and what we did right and wrong. And, of course, they're getting it down to a science now.
Sure.
But yeah, it starts back in about January is when we start with most of the stuff, getting it ready. So, I mean, that's kind of when we ramp up. But
so tickets, how do people go about getting tickets?
So the tickets can be purchased at the door. They're $8. Kids under 6 eat free. Otherwise, you can get a hold of one of our local members and they can help you out. And, go check out our Facebook
page. You got a great Facebook page, too. A lot of history there, too, for history buffs you can look through.
Yeah, and then also, I know one of our members has been putting on who all of our pancake partners are too, mm-hmm. so it does list that out too. So check it out.
Promise me something, you two. Promise me you'll come back in and give me an update and let me know how things went on.
Yeah,
Saturday.
We can do that. Also, if I can put a plug in for us.
Go ahead. Yes,
I've
please.
I've been involved in Kiwanis for over 20 years. I think this was 21st year for me. And I'm just saying, it's a great group. Camaraderie is fantastic. You know, if you are really looking at joining an organization, stop up at Pranty's on a Wednesday at noon. Mm-hmm. That's when we meet. And we'd be happy to buy you a meal. Maybe we can get you signed up. But I think you really enjoy, and we're helping all the kids locally. So
plus, you have some good guests once in a while, too,
at
your meetings.
That's a weekly thing.
Good people coming to speak.
Thank
you so much for stopping in. Pancake Feed, Kiwanis Pancake Feed, the biggie, this Saturday from 7:30 until 12:30 going on at the Wapton Community Center. And again, tickets are $8. Kids 6 and under, eat free. Guys, thanks again for stopping
Bill.
In.
Appreciate it.
You bet. It's 9:12 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up.